We know that there's a concept in halacha called dina d'malchus adina, which means that under normal circumstances, a person is obligated to follow the law of the land. And if, let's say, the government issues a tax that applies universally to everyone who lives in the city, then the individuals who live in the city are mechuyev to pay the tax, even al pi halacha, based on this rule of dina d'malchus adina. Now, there's actually a big machlokes rishonim as to what this yesod is all about. Where does this come from? Why, in fact, is an individual mechuyev to, let's say, pay taxes and follow the law of the land? Where does the din of dina d'malchus adina come from? The Ran's shita is that it has to do with the fact that the government owns the land. If, let's say, he's talking about a king, but most places can say that it applies even to a government. But says the Ran, if let's say you have a king that owns the land, it's his land, and he could, you know, evict you if he wants, then the pshat in Din L'Machus Adina is that he can say that if you want to live under his jurisdiction, if you want to live in his land that he owns, then you have to pay taxes. Otherwise, if you don't pay taxes, then you push it stealing when you are living in his land. It's like you're living rent-free. You have to pay the landlord, so he's your landlord. He owns the land that you have. And therefore, since he's the bailim, you are mechuyev to pay him if you want to live free of rent. So basically, according to this understanding of Din L'Machus Adina, it's not any new halacha that's being instituted over here. It's basically the old rule of Gezel. You're not allowed to steal from someone. So if he owns the land, you have to abide by the rules if you want to live in his land. Now, there's a big discussion in the Peskim as to whether this dafka applies when it's a monarchy or not. Perhaps if it's a democratically elected government, maybe you wouldn't say that it's his land. He can't just throw you out of the land if you don't pay taxes. So perhaps in this case, we could say that there is no din of dina d'malchus adina according to the Ran. However, many Peskim assume that even in a democratically elected government, you would have this concept of dina d'malchus adina even according to the Ran, because lemaisa, they do have a certain amount of control and bailus on the residents of the city. And if a person doesn't pay taxes, they could really jail him. And therefore, since they have certain kaychus over the people, it is considered included in the rule of dina d'malchus adina to pay taxes. The second opinion is the opinion of the Rashbam. The Rashbam holds that it's not based on the fact that he's the bailam and you have to abide by his rules, but rather it's based on the fact that the tzibur accepts upon themselves this authority and this king or this government, and therefore the community at large is mechuyev to abide by the rules, because basically they themselves were maskim. When you have a haskamas hamedina, you have the haskamas hatzibur. The tzibur agrees to follow the rules that are enacted by the government. That kabbalah is binding al pi halacha. And since the tzibur collectively agrees and consents to the fact that law has to be instituted in the land in order for society to run smoothly, they're binding to this dina d'malchus adina, to this law system based on their own Kabbalah. That's the Shita of the Rashbam. Now, the question is, how far does this halacha of dina d'malchus go, and how far does the ramifications of this halacha extend? So when it comes to paying taxes, most places can assume that you have to pay taxes, because weiter, the dina d'malchus adina is that you have to pay taxes, and therefore, if you want to live in this country, you have to abide by the rules and you have to pay taxes. However, there is an exception to the rule is, one of the exceptions to the rule is a dover she'ein lo kitzpah, which means, if let's say you have a tax collector that's collecting taxes that are not based on a fair system, and he just arbitrarily decides to collect more from one guy and collect less from one guy, and it's basically up to his volition to choose exactly what he wants to do with the tax collection. In that case, al pi halacha, there's no chiyuv of dina d'malchus adina to pay the taxes. In other words, he could force it to you, he could force you to pay, and he can compel you to shell out money, But al pi the halacha, dina de malchus dina doesn't apply if it's darish ein lekitzba, which means if it's not a fair governing system. Rather, it's just a guy who's like a mafioso, collects when he wants, what he wants, from who he wants. In that case, there is no halacha of dina de malchus dina. And there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim about a case where there's a penalty that the government has injected in a certain scenario. Let's say if a person doesn't pay taxes on time, there's a certain penalty they have to pay. But when it comes to the actual collection of the penalty, the guidelines of the penalty, mitzad the law of the land, is not clear. It's very unclear, and therefore there needs to be some amount of discretion given to the government official in order to determine exactly how much the person should pay. Does this constitute dina d'malchus dina? Because the maaseh, it's a fair system. It makes sense, and it's logical to penalize someone who doesn't pay his dues on time. And therefore, perhaps you should say that he's mechuyev to pay the penalty because of dina d'malchus dina. Or do we say that, you're right, if there was exact governing system as to exactly when the penalty applies and how much it applies, then we would apply the rule of dina d'malchus dina. But if there's a certain amount of decision-making that takes a place on behalf of this government official, and he uses his own discretion to determine exactly how much he could collect from you, perhaps that's considered dovah she'in lekitzba, because there's no set of rules. He's basically arbitrarily deciding, or using his own decision-making process to come to the conclusion as to how much you have to pay. Perhaps that's considered a dovah she'in lekitzba. You're not mechuyev to pay. So this seems to be a machlokes apayiskim, but the truth is that not necessarily is it really a machlokes. So the Chacham Tzvi writes in the Tshuva that if there's a law that if you don't pay a certain tax, let's say, you get a penalty, but the laws of exactly how much the penalty is up to the discretion of the tax collector or the government official, that's considered dover she'in lekitzba, because there exists in the law is the fact that there is a penalty. But the details of the penalty are basically up to his discretion, and therefore, since it's quite arbitrary, you say that there's no dina d'malchus dina in such a case, because it's dover she'in lekitzba. However, the Divrei Chaim writes that if, let's say, the law is that you're not allowed to open up a certain amount of establishments in the community because it's going to take a toll on the economy in the community. So the law is that if there are too many establishments going on in one particular town or one particular city, another establishment cannot be opened because it's going to ruin the economy. And it's up to the government official to decide and use his discretion as to exactly when that point is, when it's considered illegal to open up an establishment, when it's considered something that will harm the economy of the city. And in that case, the Divrei Chaim says that it's considered included in the din of dina d'malchus dina, and you're mechuyev to pay for this penalty, and you're mechuyev to stop opening your establishment if this government official decides that, in fact, it's considered something that will harm the community. Why? It's arbitrary. The Torah is because it's not stam arbitrary that he decides whatever he wants. There are certain considerations that he has to make. There's a certain amount of factors that he has to, determine. And therefore, since it's not stam an arbitrary thing, it's something that he does use certain guidelines for, in that case, you say that it's not considered dovah she'in lekitzba, and it is included in dina d'malchus dina. So some achronim wanted to assume that it's machlekes over here. If the government has a certain penalty that they put in place, but the guidelines of the penalty are up to the discretion, so some want to say it's a machlekes between the Divrei Chaim and the Chacham Tzvi, whether there's a din of dina d'malchus dina when it comes to such a penalty. However, the truth is that it's not bechlal convincing this argument, and it's not necessarily true that there's a machlokes, because it's possible that the Chacham Tzvi is talking about a case where it's truly arbitrary, and in that case he's saying it's a dover she'in lekitzba, but it's not fair, and therefore there's no din of dina d'malchus dina. However, if let's say you're talking about a case such as the case of the Divrei Chaim, where there is a certain amount of guidelines that have to be followed. It's just that he has to use his discretion to determine exactly when the guidelines apply and when they don't. In that case, perhaps it is considered something that has a kitzbah, and therefore there would be an application of dina d'machus adina in that case. So it's not necessarily a machlekes. It could be that it really depends. If it's really arbitrary, the decision-making, then it's ein by kitzbah, and there's no din of dina d'machus adina. However, if it's not arbitrary, there are guidelines. It's just that there is a decision-making process that has to be made, and there is a certain amount of factors that has to be discussed and determined, then in fact perhaps we do have this rule of din al-machus adin in this case, because it's not considered a dover she'in l'kitzbah, it's not completely arbitrary in its conclusion. So that is the discussion about din al-machus adin in its application to arbitrary and discretionary rulings.